الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel once again you are watching the early echo program alhamdulillah rabbil alamin thumma alhamdulillah we thank Allah azza wa jalla who bestowed this great favor and day upon us and this is the days of qurbani yes alhamdulillah rabbil alamin this is the sunnah of hazrat sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is done once a year and throughout the world, alhamdulillah, the sunnah is refreshed and revived. So, as yesterday, today as well, we will be discussing matters related to Qurbani itself, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Before we go any further, dear viewers, let's listen to the fragrant hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam with regards to reciting Durood-e Pak. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً That from amongst the people, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me. So let's have our names on the list of those who excessively recite durood-e paak. Milke padhte hain.
صَلِّ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَا صلي على محمد صلي على شفينا صلي على محمد پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر کھائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں کوئی ہمیں جگائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضو کرے خدا جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ، روز فضو کرے خدا جس کو درد کا مزہ، نازِ دوا اٹھائے کیوں، صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی محمد صلی علی محمد
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jalla, after reciting Durood e Pak, before we move towards our discussion, we would first like to welcome the viewers once again. For those who just have joined us, from wherever you have joined us or from wherever you are watching this program called The Early Echo, please do share this with others for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For now, we would listen to a kalam, a beautiful naat, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We all desire to go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. And mubarak to those, congratulations to those who set on the journey of pilgrimage to perform their hajj. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept their hajj, and for their sake may Allah take us for hajj as well. Kalam sunte inshallah, and when we do return, we will begin and commence with our discussion. And the topic for today is showing cruelty towards animals. Please stay tuned with us till the end of our episode, dear viewers, for we are going to discuss many Madani pearls related to being cruel towards animals. Why are people cruel towards animals? What is the definition of qurbani itself and the virtues of qurbani? Inshallah, stay locked and tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hu.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یوں صاحب بصیرت، کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یوں صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں.
بابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے،
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح، میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح، میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دز دیدہ دز دیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
Welcome back, mashallah, dear viewers, and we were listening to this beautiful and amazing Nati Rasul Maqbool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the social media. We have got some beautiful comments and messages. Mubarak to all of them, and Eid Mubarak to you as well. Allah Ta'ala aapki qurbaniyon ko qubool farmaye, aasaniyan paida farmaye. Jo hazrat is saal qurbani na kar sake jis bhi wajah se, Allah azza wa jalla unke liye bhi aasaniyan paida farmaye, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them in such a way that next year they are also able to partake in qurbani by also sacrificing their own qurbani, inshallah. There are many, many virtues. As I said, dear viewers, earlier, it is sunnat Ibrahim, the sunnah of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice, and it is revived. This sunnah, of course, is remembered and revived throughout the world, and we recall the sacrifices of his blessed son Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ab chaliye, let's listen to this fragrant hadith stated by His Eminence Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, as he narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, O Fatima, get up and bring me your animal for sacrifice, because the first drop of blood that falls onto the ground will lead to the forgiveness of all your sins on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. All your sins will be pardoned. And furthermore, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the animal's blood and meat will be increased by 70 times, and it will be placed on the scale known as Mizan, on that pan where your virtues and your good deeds are kept. It has been stated that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this glad tidings and good news is only specific for your offspring, as they are eligible for extra rewards on every virtuous deed, which is your gharana, your offspring, your progeny. So is this specific to your offspring, or is this blessing also, is this glad tidings also for your ummah? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala replied and said, it is specific for my offspring and common for the rest of all the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, it's all upon the intention. The fact that your sins will be forgiven before the first drop of the animal's blood touches the ground, the fact that this will be placed on Mizan on the day of judgment, which will cause the good deeds to become even more heavier, Allahu Akbar, are all virtuous and all glad tidings for the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what is the definition of qurbani? Ye lafz qurbani hum har saal sunte hain aur saal bhar bhi sunte rehte hain ki qurbaniyan pesh karte raho, one should sacrifice. So what is a sacrifice? Yeah, dear viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, sacrificing a specific animal on specific days with the intentions of earning reward and sawab is called qurbani. Just as we perform qurbani in the month of qurbani, dear viewers, like today, mashallah, qurbani is for 3 days. Yesterday, dunya bhar mein na jaane kitne lakho lakh janwar qurban kiye honge, اللہ کی بارگاہ میں اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے. آج بھی ہوں گے, کل بھی ہوں گے. سو دیز ڈیز وچ آر اسپیسیفک ٹو سیکریفائز, اللہ اکبر, از ایکچولی کالڈ قربانی. دا پرسن ہو سیکریفائز دس قربانی, دا ون ہو ایکٹس اپون دس سننا, will be rewarded on the day of judgment as well, dear viewers of Madini channel. So if you open the books of ahadith, dear viewers, you would learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has given such motivation for those who know about it but they are not much concerned about the virtues, subhanallah. Or for those who can afford to do qurbani but because of laziness and heedlessness they don't pay attention to this, listen to this fragrant and beautiful hadith and allow this to make a change within your intentions and within yourself. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who sacrifices an animal will be rewarded one good deed for every hair on the animal that he has sacrificed. Allahu Akbar. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, one reward, one virtue is noted, it is written and documented in exchange for each and every hair of the sacrificed animal. And this hadith can be found in Tirmizi Sharif, volume number 3. For your motivation, dear viewers of Madini channel, what more do we need for our sins to be forgiven? Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given another glad tiding for those who perform qurbani. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever happily sacrifices an animal with the intention of thawab, with the intention of reward, then that qurbani will be a barrier between him and the hellfire. Another fragrant hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmizi Sharif, dear viewers, he says, on the day of Eid, no person performs an action that is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla than flowing the blood of the sacrificed animal. On the day of judgment, it will come with its horns, hair and hooves, and the sacrifice is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla even before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, sacrifice an animal with happiness, khushi ke saath, yani wholeheartedly, whilst being content only to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The intention is never to brag about the price, to boast upon the size, so on and so forth. There are so many examples that can be given to your viewers of Madini channel. But here, in yesterday's episode, we had recited the verse of the Holy Quran Pak in which Allah Azza wa Jalla has clearly stated,
لَيَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ.
Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak that for those who sacrifice in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for those who perform the sacrifice, the flesh and the meat, the blood and the meat does not reach Allah Azza wa Jalla. But yes, what reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla is the taqwa and the piety. What reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla is your good intention. What reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla is your niyyah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to perform this farz act with the intention of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, and this is the Madini channel, everything has a purpose. Every creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla has a purpose. And animals is also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, there is also a purpose for the animal's existence. Look at a cattle, look at a cow, for example. Through this cow, Allah Azza wa Jalla provides for us milk. From milk, cheese is produced, butter is made, ghee is made, so on and so forth. There are so many items and so many food items out there which is made from milk itself. What a great blessing. Look at the skin. Clothes, warm clothes, leather clothes are actually made from skin, from the hides of the animal, dear viewers of Madini channel. From the horn, from the hooves and other body limbs and parts of the animal, many, many benefits are taken. This is a great ni'mah and a great bounty from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the purpose why Allah Azza wa Jalla has even created. He even described this in Surah An-Nahl, which is the 14th part of the Quran. The 66th verse Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated,
وَإِنَّ لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. And indeed, there is a place for you to ponder in a kettle. We provide you to drink from what is in their bellies, pure milk from between dunk and blood, which is soothing to swallow for the drinkers. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if you open the commentary of this verse, you would learn the scholars of Islam have stated and spoken about the qualities of a kettle. Milk is produced from this. And it is soothing for the drinkers. How healthy it is. How good it feels to consume and to drink milk, dear viewers. This is just one example that was given from amongst the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Everything in this world indicates towards the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla's existence. Suraj ko koi banane wala hai. Chand aur sitari ko koi banane wala hai. Zameen wa asman ka koi khalik ko malik hai. Yes, dear viewers. But Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the quality of a kettle in this verse, which indicates to the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, this means that we should reflect and ponder over the benefits of this kettle, over the benefits of various other animals. What are their purposes for which Allah Azza wa Jalla has created them? And if they have a purpose, the way we behave towards them, kya ye tariqa ہمارا درست ہے کہ کیا غلط ہے, اس حوالے سے ہمیں سوچنا چاہیے, کنٹمپلیٹ کرنا چاہیے, ریفلیکٹ کرنا چاہیے. چلے آگے بڑھتے ہیں. And let's discuss inshallah عز و جل some of the points that people would do. The Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم has stated in a حدیث with regards to animals. He صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated, travel on animals in good manner and get off them. When in the marketplace and on the streets, do not treat animals as chairs when talking to one another, because many riding animals do dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla more and better than the rider. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if you are riding on an animal, then ride on it if you are going to the marketplace or any other place. But if you are not traveling anywhere, then unnecessarily do not sit upon them and cause difficulty to them. Be a weight on them. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, when in the marketplace and on other streets, do not treat animals as chairs when talking to one another. You can get off of your animal and speak to the friend or the person you're speaking to. Get off your transportation. Why? Because they do dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than many of the riders. Yani jo usko chala rahe hain, jo jis sawari pe baitha hai, jo sawari hai, kabhi kabhi sawar se bhi zyada acha, behtar Allah ka dhikr wo kiya karte hain, Allah ka hamd o sana bayan karte hain. Lekin hum samajh nahi sakte na hum sun sakte hain. No can we hear, no can we understand. But Allah's Nabi said, they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says so beautifully,
Bulbul Tuti Parwana Har Ek Uska Deewana, Bulbul Tuti Parwana Har Ek Uska Deewana, Kumri Kiska Mastana, Kumri Kiska Mastana, Kaun Chakod Ka Janana. Allahu, 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 Allahu.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He has stated that once I was riding on a donkey when I hit it two or three times. Twice or thrice I beat the animal. It lifted its head, looked towards me and said, O Abu Sulaiman, there will be accountability on the day of judgment for hitting me. Now it is up to you to hit me more or to hit me less. I then said, from now on, I am never going to hit any person or anyone. Allah Azza wa Jalla granted zaban and a tongue, a speaking tongue, to this donkey that spoke to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali and said to him, "Oh Abu Sulaiman, mujhe dunya mein to maar rahe ho, lekin ye bhi yaad rakho, on the day of judgment there will be accountability for even this as well." Allahu Akbar. Throughout the world, aap dekhe qurbani ke din jis tarah janwaron ke saath zulm o sitam kiya jata hai, the way they are treated, the way they are missed and ill-treated, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is beyond imagination. People who are doing qurbani for years, people who have certificates to sell animals, or who own abattoirs where animals are sold, own farms, and for years they are doing it. Till now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is sad to say that people have not learnt a lesson as yet. Majority of the people are seen ill-treating animals, misusing animals, hurting animals, causing grief and pain to them, causing difficulty to them, not considering or not reflecting and pondering over the advices and the words of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to helping an animal, to assisting an animal. Allahu Akbar. Let's go through some of them, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's reflect over some of the examples which are common amongst the society here in Pakistan, in South Africa, whether it's in UK, any other country in the world, how the animals are missed and ill-treated. Some of the ways I discussed: animals that are brought to the marketplaces from far end places are actually sometimes squeezed in little vehicles. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes animals that are transported to the drop-off zone and drop-off places are actually transported for many kilometers and miles whilst they are kept hungry and thirsty. Na unke khane ka khayal kiya jata hai, na pani ka khayal kiya jata hai, bas ghanto safar karwaya jata hai yahan tak ki wo apne maqam tak pahunche, aur phir nikalne ke baad kitne der ke baad unhe khana milta hai. They are given some food to eat, a place to reflect and contemplate. Another point, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is that a lot of people do not put sand or dried hay in their vehicles, due to which the animals slip and fall in their own filth. Allahu Akbar. They would just put them and load them onto the vehicles. Yani agar ek truck hai aur us truck ke andar hum baghair mitti ke, jaise hum bhusa kehte hain in Urdu and it's called hay in English, it's not placed on the surface of the bin of the truck or the vehicle, then they are slipping and falling during transportation. Ise nahi karna chahiye. Rather, those who are transporting animals should contemplate and should reflect over this, that how could I make their journey easy for them. Agar aapne Allah ki riza ke liye aisa socha, ho sakta hai ye aapke bakhshish ka sabab ban jaye. Listen to this fragrant hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a prostitute, she quenched the thirst of a dog, due to which her sins have been forgiven, and Allah Azza wa Jalla admitted her through His rahmah and mercy into paradise. Allahu Akbar. Ab zara yaqeen kare, soche is cheez ko samjhe aur reflect kare ki when a woman who committed so many sins in this dunya, only for one action she performed for the pleasure of Allah, ki ye bhi Allah ki makhlooq hai, she given water to a dog, the sins were pardoned and forgiven, dear viewers. Then if you be kind and just towards animals, why can't our sins be forgiven? Let's look at other points, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Some people go to the marketplaces to buy the animals. After purchasing these animals, over and again, they make a circle around the animal and they want to see the teeth of the animal. The person who is showing the teeth and demonstrating the size and the age of the animal hurts the animal. Bar bar muh khula khula karke bataya jata hai ki iske daant kitne hain, kitna bada hai. Uska bhi tariqa hi hota hai. People who don't have experience how to expose the teeth of the animal would cause harm to it. If somebody could just come to you and open your mouth, if the dentist who's dealing with your teeth would just split or just harshly open your lips, aapke daanton ko theek karne ke liye masooron mein agar koi galti ho, koi masala ho, aur doctor aapke sath is tarah kare, to kis tarah feel hota hai? Ehsaasat جانوروں کے ساتھ بھی ہے. They also have feelings, they also experience pain, خوشی وہ بھی ایکسپیرینس کرتے ہیں, غم وہ بھی ایکسپیرینس کرتے ہیں. کیا ہمیں یہ نہیں سوچنا چاہیے کہ ہم کس طرح کا برتاؤ ان کے ساتھ کریں, کس طرح کا سلوک ان کے ساتھ کریں؟ کرنا چاہیے. وی شوڈ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل, اللہ کی بارگاہ میں توبہ کر لو. توبہ کرتے ہیں, اللہ عزوجل ہمیں نیک توفیق و رفیق عطا فرمائے, ہمیں یہ ہدایت عطا فرمائے کہ ہم کس طرح جانوروں کے ساتھ سلوک کرتے ہیں. سم ٹائمز ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, ان پاکستان دا ٹرینڈ از دیٹ پیپل ہو پرچیز کیٹلز اینڈ کاؤز اینڈ اینیملز وڈ ڈیکوریٹ دیم اینڈ دین دے وڈ پیریڈ اراؤنڈ دا اسٹریٹس آف دیئر سٹیز, اینڈ سم ٹائمز other friends and fellow members would follow by, they would just walk around the animal, and this is done to show others that this is the size of my animal. Tafreeh ke liye nikalte hain, is tarah karne se hasil kya hota hai? That animal is tired, agar usko chalna nahi hai, kabhi kabhi to bhagate bhi hain. Races are then created for them to race and see which animal can run faster. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in South Africa, when the animals are offloaded from the vehicles, they are pushed from the vehicles at times. Kabhi kabhi heights hoti hain ki wo niche utar nahi pata hai, lekin is tarah se intizam hote ki wahan se dhakela jata agar niche nahi aa raha ho to. Pairo ke bal gir rahe hote, kabhi kabhi taange tootti jati hain inki. So if there is any facility that you could create to make it easy for them, brother, making it easy for them, Allah would reward you and forgive your sins. Subhanallah. Keeping them hungry and thirsty for days or for hours just to save on money, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is very, very incorrect. Hame jab bhook lagti hai, how do we feel? This is that animal which is about to be sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would a person want to keep the animal hungry, starving for hours and for days? Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the common mistakes and the common things witnessed within our society. When the animal is now brought and now kept for days, people come and book the animal. The way you have caught the animal to mark the animal, some people pierce the ears, some people play and ride on the animal whilst the buyer is still deciding what he wants to buy. Agar buyer jo khareedne wala hai wo sochta hai ki main ye wala lu ki wo wala lu, jab tak wo soch raha hota, decide kar raha hota, jo bechne wala hai wo to uske upar baitha hua hai, چلا رہا ہے, بچے کھیل رہے ہوتے ہیں, تکلیف دیتے ہیں. اللہ اکبر. اینڈ فائنلی وین اٹس ٹائم ٹو سیکریفائز دی اینیمل, دی ویورز آف مدنی چینل, آفٹر ڈیز آف کیپنگ اٹ ان دیٹ وے, کبھی کبھی دھوپ میں بیٹھا ہے سایہ نہیں ہو, یا کبھی کبھی ہم جب قربان لینے کے لیے جانور کو لے جایا کرتے ہیں قربانی کی طرف اس جگہ پہ جہاں پہ ذبح کیا جائے, تو یہ بھی دیکھا جاتا ہے, اٹس وٹنسڈ اینڈ سین دیٹ دیر از نو پردہ, دیر از نو ویل, and the animal is exposed to the blood and to other animals that were sacrificed. Ki uski aankhon ke samne uske chamde ko nikala ja raha hai, pairon ko nikala ja raha hai, uske samne ye sab kiya ja raha hai, kya uske paas ehsasat nahi hai? Will this animal not know that what is happening to the other animals around? Would it not feel any pain, dear viewers? Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam said to his father, ae mere abba huzur, jab aap mujhe qurban karne ke liye le jaye to tie my hand, تاکہ میں اپنا ہاتھ پیر نہ ماروں. ابا حضور, میرے سر کو زمین کی طرف کرنا تاکہ آپ کی نظریں میرے اوپر نہ پڑے, ہو سکتا اگر آپ کی نظریں میرے اوپر پڑ جائے آپ کے دل میں رحم آ جائے. آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ یو ٹو چینج یور ڈیسیشن ابا حضور. او مائی فادر, آپ نے یہ طے کر لیا کہ آپ نے اس خواب پر عمل کرنا ہے, اللہ کا حکم ہے. دین یو ول فائنڈ می پیشنٹلی انجورنگ. دس از مینشنڈ ان دی ہولی قران پاک.
قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين.
When Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام asked his son, oh my son, اے میرے بیٹے, یہ بتا کہ this is the dream, آپ کا کیا مشورہ ہے اس میں, آپ کیا کہتے بیٹے؟ The son did not say, Abba Huzur, آپ خواب کے بنا پہ مجھے ذبح کرنا چاہتے ہیں, آپ خواب کے بنا پہ مجھے قربان کرنا چاہتے ہیں. Look at his استقامت, look at the صبر of Ismail علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, look at how submissive he علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام is. He said, Abba Huzur, آپ اپنا کام کریں, آپ وہ کام کریں جس کا حکم آپ کو دیا گیا, and you will surely find me patiently enduring. He says to his father, protect your clothes from the splashes of my blood. Allahu Akbar, and give my qameez to my mother, my shirt, a long sleeve, loose type of a shirt to my mother, for this will assist and help her in having sabr and patience when she would remember me. Allahu Akbar. This is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's son. Ek kaisi misal paida ki hai, views of Madri Chal, ki the zameen, the earth and the sky for the first time have ever witnessed where a father is about to sacrifice his awlad and son for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The precautions he had taken. And when we sacrifice this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the niyat is most important. As I said earlier, if your niyat is to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, so in the best of manners, in the best of ways, in the most appropriate manner and way, a person should present his sacrifice in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Baghair kisi takleef diye huye, baghair usse takleef diye huye, baghair usse sataye huye, pyaase, bhuke rakhe huye. Yani, a person should be kind towards an animal. These are some of the common mistakes. Many a times, banda kitne baar zaba kiya ja raha hai. 3-4 zaba karne ke baad, agar wo panchvi ya chhati qurbani pesh kar raha hai. Alhamdulillah, achhi baat hai. One person sometimes is hired to sacrifice many animals, to slaughter the animal. Or kabhi kabhi, jab 10-15 qurbaniyan ho jati hain, and he is sacrificing more animals, the knife is blunt. He was supposed to think before whether I should sharpen the knife or not. He should feel the blade and decide before running the blade on the throat of the animal. Kai martaba aisa yu hota hai ki the animal is sacrificed and after going quarter way, he then decides that, okay, let me sharpen the knife. Usse yu chhod deta hai, ab us chaku ko tez kiya ja raha hai. Ya phir usi andaaz mein wo zabardasti kai martaba karna padta hai, yahan tak ki wo zaba ho jaye. This is very inappropriate, unacceptable to cause so much of grief and pain to an animal. This is the beauty of Islam, ki Islam wo madhab hai, Islam wo religion hai, jo hume ye sikhata hai ki hum janwaron ke saath kis tarah sulook kare. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, jahan jahan se hamare nazirin hamare saath hai, aap ek lamhe ke liye sochein, fikr karein, ki this is the beauty of Islam. Insaan to insaan, musalman to musalman, ki hame unke gham mein, unke khushi mein sharik hona chahiye, acche bartav karna chahiye, kisi musalman ko takleef nahi dena chahiye. Musalman to musalman, even janwaron ke saath bhi hame bura sulook nahi karna chahiye. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the beautiful religion of Islam that teaches us how to even sacrifice the animal that don't cause pain to it. Chale, Muslim Sharif ki hadith sunte hain ki sarkari do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya irshad farmaya. In order to be kind and just with animals, look at this fragrant narration and hadith of Rasul Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahih al-Muslim mein ye hadith mazkoor hai ki hamare aur aapke pyare pyare aqa Madine ke tajdar Ahmad Mukhtar, the peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, Allah azza wa jalla ordered us to do good with everything. Therefore, when you sacrifice an animal, sacrifice it in the best manner possible. Sharpen your knife well and give comfort to the animal being slaughtered. Allahu Akbar. Balki ek sahabi Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye hadith Musnad Imam Ahmad mein mazkoor hai, ki ek sahabi Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke bargah mein aaye aur unhone ye kaha, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I show mercy towards a goat and I'm sacrificing it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, if you show mercy to it, Allah will show mercy to you. Allahu Akbar. If you will be kind towards the animal, Allah will be kind and merciful towards you as well. Kya baat. Really amazing, dear viewers of Madini Channel. How can you want Allah to forgive you and to be merciful towards you when we cannot be merciful and kind towards others? Just as, how do you want Allah to conceal our faults when we like exposing the faults of others? Or we like talking about the secrets of others? How do you want Allah to take your accountability in secrecy? Privately? Secretly? How is this possible? How can one expect this from Allah Azza wa Jalla when we don't do the things we are commanded to do? So, the Madani pearls that we should follow, dear viewers of Madani channel, one should determine the direction of Qibla before he takes the animal towards the slaughter area. Do not drag the animal by twisting the ears as children would do. कि अगर जानवर नहीं चलता हो तो कुछ ममालिक में शक कर दिया जाता है, जी हाँ, पीछे से या आगे से या साइडों से, कभी कभी पेट पे, पैरों पे, सर पे उन्हें इलेक्ट्रिक शॉक दिया जाता है. इन साउथ अफ्रीका दिस इज ए ट्रेंड, पीपल वुड डू दिस इफ द एनिमल वुड नॉट वॉक एंड गो. गौर और फिक्र करें कि ये भी तो जानवर है, इस तरह करने से सवाब किस तरह से हासिल होगा. फर्दरमोर डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, once the animal is laying down on the ground, especially on a stony ground, and then dragging the mute animal to make it face the Qibla is a means of causing severe pain without any reason. ki pehle to humne zameen pe leta diya, ab litane ke baad ab Qibla ki taraf uska muh kiya ja raha hai, wo bhi kheench karke. ab zaba yahan karna tha, ab wahan se use kheecha hua le jaya ja raha hai, zameen pe usko खींचते हुए ले जाया जा रहा है. दिस इज एक्सट्रीमली रॉन्ग डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल. एज इट इज सेड दैट फर्स्ट डिटरमाइन द डायरेक्शन ऑफ क़िबला, देन डियर व्यूअर्स एंड लिसनर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, द सेकंड मदनी पर्ल इज दैट वंस द एनिमल इज लेड ऑन टू द ग्राउंड, स्पेशली ऑन ए स्टोनी ग्राउंड, डू नॉट ड्रैग द एनिमल टू द एरिया वेयर यू विल स्लॉटर द एनिमल. इस तरह ना किया जाए, वो पथरीली जमीन है, इट्स ए स्टोनी एरिया, इट कुड cause harm and pain and taklif to the animal just before you sacrifice that animal. Iska khayal rakhna chahiye. We should focus and we should think about this as well. Furthermore, it has been mentioned, when sacrificing, ensure that the knife is properly sharpened, number one. Number two, the knife, when it's run on the neck of the animal, it does not reach the bone, because this causes immense pain to the animal, to this mute animal, जो कुछ कह नहीं सकता आपसे. अल्लाहु अकबर, वो कुछ बोल नहीं सकता. ज़बह किया जा रहा है अल्लाह की बारगाह में, अल्लाह के नाम पे कुर्बान किया जा रहा है, एंड बिफोर इट्स ब्लड टचेस द ग्राउंड, तुम्हारे गुनाह माफ किए जा रहे हैं. लेकिन ये क्या बात है कि कुर्बानी करने से पहले हम मजीद गुनहगार हो जाएं, ये नहीं होना चाहिए, बल्कि तकलीफ ना दें उसे. शार्पन द नाइफ, एंड व्हेन इट्स शार्पन, देन स्लॉटर द एनिमल व्हाइल यू नो द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस ऑफ द एनिमल, एज टू हाउ मेनी वेन शुड बी कट, from where it should be cut. ऐसा कई मरतबा होता है कि they are newcomers, they are new people, जो last year कभी जिंदगी में कुर्बानी नहीं की, इस साल वो करना चाह रहे होंगे. माशाल्लाह, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह. When I speaking about कुर्बानी, I am talking about slaughtering, actually slaughtering. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, साहिब निसाब है अब जनाब, वो खुद अपने हाथों से कुर्बानी कर रहा है. And now that he is doing qurbani for the first time in his life, maybe he is very much motivated to do his own qurbani. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह. लेकिन कुर्बानी करने से कबल इसके बारे में मालूमात हासिल करें, सीखें. हाउ मेनी वेन शुड बी स्लॉटेड, हाउ फार द नाइफ शुड रन, एंड इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल्ला, इन दिस वे यू वुड बी काइंड टुवर्ड्स द एनिमल, बिकॉज यू लर्न द रूल्स पर्टेनिंग टू कुर्बानी. जो लोग नहीं सीखते हैं और अपना ही करते हैं, तो इस तरह तकलीफ देते हैं जानवर को कि क्या बताया जाए. डियर व्यूअर्स, व्हाट कैन बी सेड, दे आर देन रेक्टिफाइड ऑन द स्पॉट, जबकि मसला हो चुका है, तकलीफ दे चुके हैं उसे, और मजीद उनके उसकी तकलीफ को बढ़ा दिया गया है. तो इस तरह नहीं करना चाहिए. Furthermore, dear viewers, when the animal is sacrificed, until the soul does not leave the body of the animal, तो उसका चमड़ा उसके स्किन को नहीं निकालना चाहिए. इसका खास करके ख्याल रखना चाहिए. कई मरतबा ऐसा होता है कि वो तड़प रहा होता, इट इज एक्चुअली स्टिल इन मूवमेंट, देयर इज स्टिल लाइफ इन इट्स बॉडी, एंड इट इज ट्रेम्बलिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड. Despite seeing that there is still life in the animal, there are people out there who would then get started, they will get busy with the hooves, and they will start taking out the skin, starting from the center or from the legs. It is still in pain, and we go and increase the pain for the animal. Allahu Akbar. Contemplate, dear viewers, just for a moment, is this correct for me to cut off its legs to remove the skin while there is still life in it? Please convey this message to all those who do this, in order for us to save ourselves from hurting others and from hurting this makhluk of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For you will be a sinner if this is done to cause pain deliberately. And for those who don't know the masail, any action which becomes fard upon a person, such as salah, such as zakat, such as roza, Allahu Akbar, then learning the rules and regulations pertaining to it also becomes fard, fard ulum. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a fard act This is a wajib act in Islam. So to learn the rules of this is also necessary upon you if you are doing qurbani. What are the wajibat and what are the mustahabbat, the do's and don'ts, so that your qurbani can be accepted in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, so dear viewers and listeners of Madari channel, there are various ways people cause difficulties. Some butchers actually remove the skin from the neck up to the chest and they pierce the knife into the heart of the animal. الگ الگ طریقے ہوتے ہیں اور یہ تمام جو طریقے ہوتے ہیں یہ صرف اور صرف جلد از جلد اس کی روح نکل جائے اس وجہ سے کرتے ہیں کہ بس یہ مر جائے اس کی روح نکل جائے تاکہ مزید ہم اس کو نکالیں اور اس کا کلیجی کھائیں تو یہ کھائیں تو وہ کھائیں یہ ویو دی مدنی چینل صبر اینڈ پیشنس از ایکسٹریملی امپورٹنٹ اللہ اکبر ڈو ناٹ کمٹ دیز ایکٹس آف کروئلٹی ٹو دی میوٹ اینیملز ہو ایور کین ڈو These actions, dear viewers, by not committing or not putting yourself into situations where you hurt the animals, Allah would reward you for being kind towards these animals. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, look at the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stated, on the day of judgment, animals will be brought whereas people will be standing. Allahu Akbar. Then a decision will be made between them to the extent that a horned goat will be accountable to a goat without horns, and an ant will be accountable to another ant. Then it will be said, turn into soil. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just ponder, reflect once again. Another maqam and place to reflect ki badla liya jayega, hisab o kitab kiya jayega, qiyamat ka din hoga. And this is that bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla jahan pe koi injustice nahi. A horned goat that has horns will take accountability, will be done. Justice will be brought between both goats, that one had horns and the other had no horns. Justice will be brought between them for the fights that they had, for the injustice that was done between them both. So what about insan, dear viewers? Even insan and humans will be accountable. So accountability is there, no doubt about that. One will be accountable for every good and bad he had done in this world, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated,
فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
Every atom, bad and good that we do, we will be accountable for this, dear viewers, on the day of judgment. Be humble towards them. Let's look at another aspect, another point to mention, which is so common in our society, dear viewers. Once Hazrat Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, saw a person who was dragging the leg of a goat in order to sacrifice that goat. Pair ke zariye se usse khicha ja raha tha. He was dragging the goat by its leg. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said to this person, may you be put into difficulties, take it towards his death in a good manner. Allahu Akbar. Usse maut ki taraf le jaya ja raha hai, to kam se kam achhi tariqe se le jaya jaya. Kam se kam achhe tariqe se is janwar ko le jaya jaya. Na ki ghasitte huye zameen par, as some people would drag the animal and take it towards the slaughter area, dear viewers. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said to this person that may you be put into difficulties for causing difficulty to this animal. Likewise, there are so many other waqi'at and parables upon how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kind towards animals, how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would side the animals and listen to their complaints. Hamare aqa rahmatul lil alamin hai, dono jahan ke malik o mukhtar hai. Allah azza wa jalla has given him such authority and such privileges that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would converse with animals. Hadith-e Paak mein hai, dear viewers of Madani channel, that even animals would come to his bargah and they would complain. Once a camel came, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called the owner. The owner was presented and brought to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the owner that this animal had complained to me that you take so much of work from it. in its old age, abhi ye boodha ho chuka hai, is umar mein bhi tum itna isse kaam lete ho aur usse barabar se khana bhi nahi dete ho. You do not give enough fodder to the animal. Isne mujhse complain ki hai. It complained to me about you. Allahu Akbar. Ye wo sarkar hai, ye wo malik o mukhtar hai. Allah Azzawajalla has given him the knowledge and the ilm to converse with every person. Jo mang sakta usko to mil raha hai aur jo nahi mang sakta usko bhi mere sarkar de rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. Aap sunen, the poet says so beautifully.
Hiran ne oot ne chidiyon ne ki yahi fariyaad. Hiran ne oot ne chidiyon ne ki yahi fariyaad. Ke unke gham ka madawa huzoor jaante hain ke unke gham ka madawa huzoor jaante hain jo ho chuka hai jo hoga huzoor jaante hain teri ata se khudaya huzur jaante hain.
Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted all the ilm and knowledge of every language to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jo bhi sarkar ke bargah mein aaye aur jis bhi zuban se wo kalam kare, even after his apparent demise, aapke parda farmane ke baad bhi agar koi bhi sarkar ke bargah mein aaye aur jis bhi language mein wo sarkar se kalam kare, mere aur aapke pyare pyare aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would converse with that person in his own language. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Al-Jalsa of Madani channel, ahadith mein hai ki when the companions would speak to the Holy Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, agar koi bahar se aaye, koi delegation aaye, and people would come to see the Holy Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam Islam ko qubool karne ki niyat se, with the intention to accept Islam, and when they would speak to him in their own mother tongue, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak to them in their mother tongue. Aap unke language mein aap unse kalam farmaya karte the. Agar koi suryani mein sawal kiya to suryani mein jawab diya gaya. Aye aye aye, subhanallah subhanallah. This is because Allah azza wa jalla had granted him the knowledge and the ilm of this day of yours. تو جب انسانوں کے حوالے سے تمام زبانیں آپ سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جانتے ہیں اور اس کا علم رکھتے ہیں, پھر جانوروں کی جو زبان ہے ان سے آپ کیوں کلام نہیں کر سکتے؟ Why can you not speak to them? بلکہ اعرابی ایک شخص حضور کے بارگاہ میں آیا, a bedouin, a villager came and he presented a lizard, iguana جسے کہتے ہیں انگلش میں, and he said, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اگر یہ اسلام قبول کر لیں, اگر یہ بتا دے کہ آپ اللہ کے حبیب ہے, اگر یہ اگوانا, یہ لزٹ, یہ چپکلی بتا دے کہ آپ اللہ کے حبیب ہے, if he will accept you being the Allah's messenger, I would also believe and accept. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made one اشارہ towards the animal, towards the iguana, and the iguana said, اشہدو ان لا الہ الا اللہ واشہدو ان محمد عبدہ ورسولہ. اللہ اکبر. And that person, that dead one, saw this miracle of the Holy Rasul and accepted Islam. So even the animals recognize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj Eid ka din hai, dear viewers. In sab cheezon ko madde nazar rakhein. Sochein ki hum Allah ka qurb chahte hain. Allah ki bargah mein hum accepted hona chahte hain. We want to be accepted in his bargah. We want our sins to be pardoned and forgiven. So what better chance than this, dear viewers, that you and I have, that we be just and we be kind towards animals. Unke saath achha sulook kare, unko sataye na, pareshan na kare, achhi niyaton ke saath aap ye qurbani pesh kare. Yaqeenan, dear viewers of Madani channel, you will see the blessings of this in this world as well as in the hereafter, especially when it comes to giving water to the animal. People who force the mouth of the animal to open ke uske muh mein pani jaye, bhai pani aap pehle se de diya kare janwar ko, wahan lane se qabl, بلکہ بل لٹانے سے قبل اگر آپ اسے پانی پلا دیں, then making it staff for hours ki wo pyaasa kab se hai lekin bas qurban karne se pehle is tarah se pani pilaya ja raha hai ki forcefully its mouth is made to open and then the water is poured over the face kabhi kabhi naak ke andar pani ja raha hai in south africa this is so common muh ke bajaye naak mein aankhon mein kaano mein pani jaaya ja raha hai and the animal gets so disturbed by this aur fauran uske baad jo hai churi chalaya jata hai agar aapke naak mein thoda sa pani chad jaye dimag tak pahunch jaye to hamari halat kya ho jati hai focus for a moment dear viewers focus on this point surely allah azza wa jalla will forgive us if we learn to be kind towards animals as well allahu akbar animals also have ihsas and they also desire for you not to hurt them wo bhi chahte hain ki aap galti se ya janboojh kar ke bhi aap unke sath koi bura sulook na kare agar wo aisa na soche hote to quran pak mein iska zikr na kiya jata when suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with his troop and going towards his journey one ant said
qalat namlatu ya ayyuhan namlu dukhulu masakinakum
one ant said to the other ant go into your holes for suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam may crush us to death unknowingly yani unknowingly he might cause harm to us yani janwaron ko bhi pata hai ki jo allah ke rasool hote hain jo allah ke habib hote hain wo jaan boojh kar ke kisi ko takleef nahi pahunchate ek chunti soch sakti hai allah ke nabi ke bare mein to hamare bare mein kyun nahi soch sakti ki we are insaan and we should not cause harm towards it in other words allah ke jo habib hote hain allah ke jo anbiya hote hain alayhi musallatu wassalam dear viewers of madri channel they deliberately or unintentionally as well would not cause harm to an animal so this is something which is expected from animals and other creatures chahe parinda ho chahe koi bhi janwar ho mazak ke liye jo log fishing karte hain and after fishing sports ke taur pe machli pakadne ke baad bas pani mein dobara fek diya usse maine itna bada pakda ya itna bada pakda in south africa this is something which is very common allahu akbar contemplate dear viewers of madri channel agar hum wahan se seekhe jab ye bari aayegi qurbani ka to hum khud andaza laga lenge ki how kind we should be towards them may allah forgive us may allah grant us tawfiq and ability to repent alhamdulillah rabbil alamin we hope dear viewers that we learn some lessons from these cases and these accounts that we have just right now spoken about sparrows birds parrots various types of animals are captured then they are imprisoned for days and weeks with this intention isko marna hai na usko barabar se khana diya ja raha hai bas uske sath khelna hai pareshan karna hai fir baad mein usko maar dena hai allahu akbar kabhi kabhi is niyat ke sath marte hain ki sirf dekhte hain wo ki girta kis tarah se how this animal will fall to the ground na usko khana hai bas usko marna hai sports ke taur pe is tarah se bhi na kiya jaye ye rewrite sunen ki ek martaba Once Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu was walking by and he passed some youngsters of Quraysh Quraysh ke kuch naujawan bacche the kuch naujawan log the and they had captured a bird ek parinde ko unhone imprison kiya and after capturing this bird they were throwing arrows at the bird they were causing pain to the bird Allahu akbar When they saw Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu coming, they began to disappear from there. He radiyallahu anhu came close and saw them and asked them as to who has done this. Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu anhu then said to them, May Allah curse those people who do these types of acts. Verily the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has cursed that person who plays archery by making a living thing the target. Allah Azza wa Jalla's Rasool has cursed that person yani us shakhs pe lanat ho allah ki jo sirf khel ke liye janwaron ko takleef pahunchaye ye hadith e pak mein so should we not contemplate dear viewers over this qurbani se qabla humne koi bhi aise kaam kiya ho to bakal lena chahiye niyat kare ki hum ye message auron tak pahunchayenge dur tak pahunchayenge khud bhi koshish karenge ki hum is tarah ka kaam na kare aur dusre se bhi nahi karne denge inshallah azza wa jalla this is actually from shaitan especially from the children like to play with these animals with donkeys with various other types of animals yeah they make fun of them they hurt them wo mazloom janwar hote hain jo bezuban hai yani wo kalam to nahi kar sakte لیکن احساسات ہے, دے فیل دا پین, دے ایکسپیرینس دا تکلیف جسٹ ایز یو وڈ ایکسپیرینس ایز ویل. اینڈ ایز آئی سیڈ ارلیئر, دیر از اکاؤنٹبلٹی فار دس ایز ویل. سو شوڈ بی ناٹ تھنک اباؤٹ دس, شوڈ بی ناٹ ریفلیکٹ اینڈ کنٹمپلیٹ اینڈ آسک اللہ عزوجل جل ٹو فورگیو اس. یس ڈیئر ویورز, وی شوڈ ڈو سو ود گڈ انٹینشنز انشاء اللہ عزوجل. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ اس سچ اے ویژن دیٹ وی بیکم مرسیفل ٹوارڈز اینیملز. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such heart that feels pain for animals when they are thirsty, and if you are the malik and owner of that animal, don't torture the animal. Give that water its dues, its fodder, its food, its water. Yeah, jo bhi khilani pilani wala jo saman hota hai. And as I said earlier, inshallah azawajalla, it's all upon your niyat. If you saw the animal that was hurt, if the animal was injured, the animal is going through some takleef, if you have the istita'at and the capability of removing that difficulty from the animal, then go for it. Go ahead. Step forward and help that animal, dear viewers. You don't know, for that could be the reason for your forgiveness, inshallah azza wa jalla. This is how the pious predecessors would behave, and they would act towards animals as well. As we presented so many different types of ahadith, the entire idea in this, dear viewers, is that everything is followed by the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we learned and we implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he is rahmatul lil alameen, the most merciful. But Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Despite being merciful, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding us to be merciful towards animals as well, because his mercy does not encompass only humans. His mercy is not restricted to only human beings, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merciful towards the entire mankind. Thus he has guided us to be merciful towards them as well. Allahu Akbar. So hum khel na kare, aksar log videos nikalna shuru kar dete hain. Koi banda keh raha bhai iske pair pakdo to sahi, hold its legs, hold the horns, hold the animal tight so it doesn't kick its hands and legs too much. Bajaye ki hum help kare, لوگ ایک ہاتھ سے پکڑے ہوئے دوسرے ہاتھ سے ویڈیو نکال رہے ہوتے ہیں. وائلڈ یو میکنگ اے ویڈیو ٹیکنگ آؤٹ اے پکچر اینڈ یو ہولڈنگ دا اینیمل, وائلڈ ادرز کڈ بی ہولڈنگ دا اینیمل, دے آر آلسو ہولڈنگ اے فون ان دیئر ہینڈز. ڈیئر ویورز, دس ٹائپ آف ایکشن وڈ کاز یو ٹو لوز گرپ آف دا اینیمل, اینڈ دا اینیمل کِکس اینڈ رنز آؤٹ آف دا پوزیشن بیکاز آف یو ویٹنگ فار دیٹ فوٹو اینڈ پکچر. دس از آلسو انکریکٹ. ڈیئر ویورز, سو ڈیئر ویورز, it's possible that your experience could be different from what I had experienced, what I had witnessed. So whatever the situation is, be alert. Make sure that there is parda facilities even for animals as well. Be concerned about the matters of sharia during this wajib action. Ye wajib act hai to hum kis tarah se apne family walon ke sath ya auron ke sath ek jagah pe jama hokar ke hum apne qurbaniyan de rahe hain. Be concerned about that. And furthermore, subhanallah, feed others the same meat as well. We mentioned, yes, it is a mustahab act. Agar aap is par amal karenge to sawab bhi milega, subhanallah. So you can keep one portion for yourself, one portion for your family members, and one for the poor and for the destitute. Allah azza wa jalla may accept all your qurbani that you perform every year, dear viewers. And if this is your first time, subhanallah, then yes, abide by the rules and regulations of the sharia. Surely you will find the benefit of this in both the worlds. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it's my earnest appeal to all the viewers, wherever you are watching Dawat Islami from throughout the world, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami har mulk mein hai. It is throughout the entire world. So you can support your Dawat Islami by providing Dawat Islami. The skin and the chamra of the animal is also very beneficial, and Dawat Islami takes help from this as well. Your donations are always appreciated, dear viewers, even in this manner as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq that we may go and study this, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Learn the dua that's to be recited before sacrificing your animal. Though our topic is being cruel towards animal, and we had a very general discussion, dear viewers, whether it is the qurbani animal or any other animal, all these are part of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if you can be towards, if you can learn to be kind towards animals in general, when the time of qurbani would appear and come closer, inshallah azza wa jalla, even towards that animal, that is going to be a reason, an expiation for your sins. کم سے کم اس کے ساتھ تو ہم اچھا سلوک تو کریں انشاءاللہ کہ اس کے خون کے گرنے سے پہلے ہمارے گناہ معاف کیے جا رہے ہیں. یہ وہی جانور ہے جو پل صراط پہ ہمیں پار بھی کرائے گا. اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ. سو وائی شوڈ بی ناٹ چوز اے ہیلتھی اینیمل, چوز اے اینیمل دیٹ ہیز نو ڈیفیکٹس, دیٹ ہیز نو فالٹس. اینڈ وین وی چوز سچ این اینیمل دین ڈونٹ میک اٹ ہیو ڈیفیکٹس بائی ہرٹنگ اٹ, بائی فائٹنگ ود اٹ. وی ہیو ناؤ کم ٹو دی اینڈ آف آور ایپیسوڈ ٹوڈے ان شاء اللہ. فار دوز ہو آر ود اس from the beginning of the program, we say shukran to you. May Allah bless you. Please share this video with others for the sake and for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep watching Madani channel and share this video with others. Inshallah azza wa jal, tomorrow we will be back with another episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Once again, Eid Mubarak to all the viewers of Madani channel, wherever you are. Make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and make and recite lots of durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.